Hey, how's everybody doing? This is my Lakers Outlook, and in this episode, I'm going to be going over the Lakers' past two games against the Pacers and against the Kings. So, we barely beat the Pacers in overtime. We took triple overtime to lose against the Kings, and it is a depressing time in Lakers land. These things should not be a thing. First off, I'm okay now with Russell Westbrook. He's starting to come into his own. But just us as a unit, we're not playing any type of defense. We're letting everybody get into the paint too easily. We look horrible. We had a 13-point lead, I believe, in the fourth quarter against the Kings and let them come back and take it to triple overtime and win. We're not protecting our leads. We're not putting our foot on the gas. We're just not playing basketball the right way. And something needs to change. And something needs to change really quickly. Against the Pacers, we won, but mainly because LeBron kind of stepped up and was clutch. And there was people talking in the crowd. Rumors say about his kid. And he kind of went, and when you talk about the greats and you talk about provoking them, that's kind of what it seemed that happened. Against the Kings, it seemed like he was trying to kind of recreate that. He didn't have it in that game, which is fine, but we got to recognize if he doesn't have it, and we have plenty of other options to go with. So I didn't like how we played collectively against the Kings. I really didn't like it against the Pacers either. Like I said, it was just more LeBron against the Pacers. In this game against the Kings, we just played bad. We was down early, not by a lot, but we was down early. We didn't really wake up until end of the third, the fourth quarter. And we got, like I said, we got a 13-point lead. And then you want to put your foot on the gas and like push it to 18, push it to 20. But of course, for us, we don't do it. Instead, we're nonchalant, lackadaisical, and we let them come back. So we've done that multiple times this year. I don't know why we keep on doing that, but it's not playoff basketball. It's not championship basketball. If that's the basketball we're going to play, then I just won't watch basketball this season. It's just that simple. We're not good. We're not playing well. It looks like we're not even given the effort to play well. And that's what sucks so bad. It's one thing when you see your team, they're trying, they're playing hard, and they're losing. But it's another thing when it seems like your team is not even trying. I don't know how many 50-50 balls. I watch every single game I watch, it seems like we lose a couple 50-50 balls. And 50-50 balls, it's usually who wants it more. So the fact that we're losing so many of those, it sucks. The fact that we're giving up so many offensive rebounds sucks, especially because our starting lineup usually consist of both DeAndre Jordan and Anthony Davis. And then on the bench, you got Dwight Howard. So, and you have LeBron, who's a good rebounder. You have Russell Westbrook, who's a good rebounder. I have no idea why we're giving up so many offensive rebounds. It makes zero sense to me. And it makes zero sense to me why our rim protection is so bad. I'm so confused on why we're playing like this. But we are playing horribly. Malik Monk has been playing pretty well this past couple of games. I'm liking what I'm seeing from Wayne Ellington. He's been knocking down the three this past couple of games. Like I said, you know how I feel about Carmelo. I like Carmelo, but just everything else, just as a team, as how we're playing, we're not playing well. And it makes zero sense on why we're playing this badly. So the Lakers are really starting to frustrate me right about now. And I don't know what we're going to do, but we're struggling against subpar teams. No offense to the teams that we are playing, but they're subpar teams and we're struggling against them. Triple overtime against the Kings, that should not be a thing. So, we suck right now, and I don't see when we're going to get better. We're about 25% into the season. So, yeah, it's getting to the point where it's do or die, and we're dying. So, let me know what you think. Thank you for listening. I appreciate all of you guys. Share my podcast. Until next time, peace.